Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Legal Advocates for Recovery.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Over the course of 18 years, Ohio and its communities are receiving about $2 billion from pharmaceutical companies to compensate for harm caused by opioids. The Ohio Newsroom is following the money. This is our settlement story of the month. Recovery from substance use disorder is a lot more than just getting sober. It often means starting over, the need to find housing, health insurance, or a job. But to get that fresh start, some Ohioans need the help of an attorney. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Alex Haley had been sober for 5 years when he tried to return to work in rural Northwest Ohio. But he was first introduced to drugs when he was 10. And more than a decade of substance use has taken a toll on his health.
I have quite a few cardiac symptoms that cause me to maybe have to step away from the job station that a lot of places won't really appreciate.
He lost his factory job because he couldn't physically sustain it. But ironically, because he started working, Social Security figured he no longer had a disability and terminated his benefits. He didn't know how to fight to get them back. But Rebecca Steinhauser did. She's an attorney with Advocates for Basic Legal Equality, or ABLE, in Defiance.
A lot of times they come in not just with one legal issue, but two, three, sometimes four issues. And those issues can be real barriers to achieving sobriety or maintaining sobriety.
ABLE is using opioid settlement dollars to provide legal help to people in recovery. It's one of at least four Ohio legal aid organizations who receive grants from the state distributor of settlement money in hopes of using the court system to address addiction.
If you can target and solve the legal issue, then you can improve health.
Steinhauser says addiction is a health issue, but doctors can't prescribe the economic stability that many need to maintain sobriety. In some ways, attorneys can. They can help clients like Haley navigate the complex legal system to apply for SNAP benefits. They can help reinstate clients' driver's licenses so they can get to work. And in some cases, they can help put criminal records picked up in active addiction firmly in the past.
A lot of the people that I've helped, they've had records, and it's been 10 years, 20 years, and it's still coming back to haunt them here decades after the fact.
Josh Bauman is an attorney with Community Legal Aid in Youngstown. His organization is using settlement money to expunge or seal misdemeanor offenses, like possession of drug paraphernalia or minor theft. He says it offers a second chance for people who, in some cases, were given opioids by their own doctors.
And it's kind of that recognition that a lot of people who got involved in the justice system, it wasn't entirely their fault. There were other reasons that were societal reasons that kind of dragged them down. And this is kind of one way that society is attempting to sort of lift them back up.
He says legal aid gives people in recovery more agency over their future. That was the case for Haley, who participated in ABLE's program. Even after his appeal for Social Security was granted, Haley didn't receive his benefits right away.
I went 8-9 months not being able to pay a dime towards any thing whatsoever, credit card debt, bills, medical bills, child care.
His attorney was able to threaten more legal action to get the state to follow through. For the first time, he felt like he had someone in his corner.
As far as a lot of people that are in recovery, a lot of us feel, I guess speaking for myself, I felt very alone throughout that whole process. When you feel alone, it kind of keeps you in that repeated cycle.
Sometimes, he says, it helps to have an advocate to find a path out. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Defiance.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.